morning, Lee.
And first of our stories is not foreign. It's been doing the rounds for several months. Fire truck to the Moorabbin Fire Brigade. Tell us a little bit more about that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So the citizens of Moorabbin were pretty upset when they learned that the fire truck at the Moorabbin Fire Station had been removed. The brigade itself had actually been dissolved due to a lack of volunteers, but a lot of the people in the town didn't actually know. So we ended up having a meeting with Shane Batt from the Tasmanian Fire Service. He explained that when the Tasmanian Fire Service reviewed some of these regional stations and the trucks and where they are and whatnot, they were undergoing a bit of a restructure and shuffled a few things around. And in that shuffle, the truck was actually relocated to Strawn, where they believe was a higher risk area. And as there wasn't the volunteers to maintain the brigade, it was just completely dissolved. But he did say if they could get 12 firefighters to sign up, that he would be able to do what he could to get the truck back into the area. So since then, we've had 12 firefighters trained all the way from scratch right through to completion, and now they're most of them are able to operate the truck. Some of them are getting very close, but they're very excited to have it back, and they've done a good job to turn it around so much in about 12 months.
And now the station is one of the most diverse in Circular Head, isn't it? Thriving, and those 6 male and 6 female firefighters, and you can check out the firefighters on the front page of the paper this week.
Yeah, definitely. It is one of the most diverse stations in Circular Head, at least. To have a 50% ratio for gender is very impressive, and I hope they continue to lead the way in that space.
I like that Relay for Life returns to Circular Head in March. It's on in Penguin as well, put on by Cancer Council of Tasmania.
We had a work experience student here this week named Jotham Sayward. He actually pulled together that story. He threw himself into a lot of different stories this week. He's been pretty good value. But he had a chat to Michelle Hayward, who has recently joined the Relay for Life committee. There's a few new members on the committee this year. And she announced that they will be having an event for the first time in 4 years. So it's very, very exciting to see it back in Circular Head. Hopefully they can raise plenty of money.
And you can jump online to cancercouncil.org for further details for Relay for Life. Let's get into the environment, shall we? Circular Head Council currently supporting net zero emissions.
Yeah, definitely. So this is pretty timely with what's going on right now with the climate change summit happening in Glasgow. Councillor Stafford Ives-Harris said that put to the council that they should write a letter to the Minister of Climate Change to support Australia backing net zero emissions by 2030. It was well discussed at the council meeting last month. There's a lot of different councillors wanting to give their opinion. For the most part, very positive. Deputy Mayor Norman Burfrey said that he is all for zero emissions, but he is wary about what that could potentially mean for local industry in Circular Head. And Councillor John Oldacre was also pretty concerned, believing that net zero emissions is not necessarily possible and it will be running around in circles for a long time trying to reach it. So plenty to see to do with that debate on the front page of this week's paper.
Yeah, bringing it back to a more local level. Speaking of local, what's the sporting pages look like?
Yeah, plenty in the sporting pages this week. I had a chat with Tall Timbers Fit Saints basketball coach Kurt Ahern after he returned from the State League after taking the women's team up there. Pretty big achievement for the women's team to be representing Circular Head in the State League. There were only two teams from the Northwest Basketball Union making the trip and being represented in that tournament. So for one of them to be missing is a pretty exciting effort, and Ahern was very excited about it. He hopes that having represented Smithson this year, potentially a men's team could go up next year as well and potentially make a bit of a splash up there, which is pretty exciting. We also had Renee Hines take out the tag restricted light state title, which is pretty exciting. Her husband, Daniel, has also taken out the title last year. He missed out this year, but we were well supported at that meet, and we also had pictures from the cricket over the weekend, so plenty to see.
There's a sample of what's in this week's pages of the Circular Head Chronicle, which is available right now. Good on you, Isaac. Thanks for telling us all about it. We'll do more of the same next Thursday morning, a little after 7. Have a great day.
No worries at all. Thanks for that, Lee.